meditation that, like one we did a couple weeks ago, starts at the center and opens outward, and then comes back. And just beginning with the sense of yourself sitting here. Your body, your thoughts, your story. Most of what we sit with or find opening as we first land many times is in some way about ourself. I find myself, I come into contact with this body with its aches and pains and pleasures. Come into contact with my own story, with the things I like and dislike, gain and loss, pleasure and pain, praise and blame. Come into contact with my own feelings, often about relationship, about how my life stream crosses, weaves, marries, blends with, jangles with, rubs against others' life streams in so many ways, and the friction that causes, both wonderful and terrible, and again becomes part of my story of myself and my actions. So in whatever way you come into contact with yourself, begin there. This is me. This is my story, my body, this is who I am. Just this is a huge practice, not simple, not easy, not pain-free so much of the time. This is me means I've made my mistakes, I've had my successes. All of that comes and goes, and everything I've experienced is real, is a real experience. All of the heartbreak, the loss, all of the brilliance and creativity and fresh love I've experienced is real. You can sit feeling all of that swirl through yourself with each breath. And we come into the body of the present with each breath. And sometimes deepening the in-breath helps this, the beginning of a sitting. And the beginning of the sitting is also about settling, arriving, letting go of swirling in the story. Setting aside the dramas of relationship, my work in the world, everything that's spinning around, that I come also into contact with the body, but in a way that's settling, landing, grounding, hopefully pleasurable, but not always. And relax into the present body. And you can emphasize the exhale to do that, resting into the long exhale, like a sigh, landing here. From this basic sense, this is me, there's a great hinge, a door in the spiritual life, but that really just means the human life, life on the path of awakening, and that is the door that opens when my sense of myself meets seeing another. And you might begin by thinking of one other person who is, who you know pretty well, but is not too charged for you. So not your lover, your child, your parent, but like a good friend. Someone you don't have much drama with, but when you see them, you have a sense that you know them. There's a knowing, intimate quality when you meet this person. You know them enough to see that they have their whole story, and everything that you have in your flavor, they have in their flavor. Family, drama, beliefs, loss, loves. See if you can feel that quality of opening your sense of your own story to seeing someone else's. Feeling how the stories are different songs, perhaps, but both music. And you know how to listen to music. And you could hear the music of their story, different from your own, and see that there are two musics in the world. If you really like them, those musics might be well in harmony. If they're quite different from you, or you dislike them in some way, or there's some challenge, the musics might be in different styles, but you could still see it as music. This is the first step, the opening of self to other. In whatever way it resonates for you, you're sitting in the center of yourself and you're seeing another. And the core gesture in the heart is something like, I see you. You are different from me. I care for you. You are different from me. Difference folds and unfolds. And sometimes the difference folds into sameness. I suffer, you suffer. I want, you want. I love, you love. And the great basics that it seems like so many living beings experience, human and non-human. Whatever these are, and we can't name them within language because language is too specific. Maybe there is something like a universal feeling that is shared. It's hard to speak to. But we recognize each other as somehow related. We are human. We are animals. We live on this planet. We have the experience of this place that we share, as different as we are. As you breathe in and out, feeling yourself, feeling the other. Maybe you mostly feel the similarity or the sameness. Maybe mostly you feel the difference. Just letting yourself be with whatever part of that reflection rings the most. The core gesture is self and other. Now, shifting the reflection back to ourselves, we know that our actions affect both ourselves and the other. Our actions through speech, through physical actions, even through thought, affects how we move through the world. Our actions affect others, always, because we're never separate. Even at a distance, our actions affect others. Seeing now this other being, caring for them, knowing that they're different, but also related, and then seeing how your actions impact them in ways that we can't even well describe, in non-linear ways, in vast, subtle ways. The way that I am affects other people's, other beings' experience of existing. And in a simple way that is in practice tremendously complex. But in a simple way, my actions can either hurt or help. They can either be in the direction of well-being or the direction of less well-being for others and for myself. What if this is the only choice point or the one of the deepest of the choice points in my actions, below all the detail of all the many things I might do, this difficult, sometimes unanswerable question, will this action help or hurt? And the action that I did, the life I've led, has it helped or hurt others? That might open specifics in the relationship you're contemplating with this good friend. How have your actions impacted them? In so many ways. The second opening from that first realization of self and other is that our actions have effects. Our actions matter to ourselves and others. Everything we do reverberates through the world. And if well-being is important to us, then all of our actions are important because they affect well-being. The third step tonight will be to let go of this specific person. You can thank them in your heart, bow to them, this good friend. And if it feels available to do so, resting back into yourself sitting, and then in whatever way your imagination or your felt sense connects with this, opening your awareness out in all directions, front and back, sides, above and below, out through the walls of the building and the boundaries of the continent to, in whatever way you can imagine or sense, the whole world. And you can do this in stages, or you can just open wide and let images flicker through. Don't let them all be negative. The stuff you hear in the news is mostly negative, but because of that, you know a lot of the suffering in the world. Remember some of the tidbits you've connected with that are beautiful about the world, the music and art of the world, the way that families are gorgeous and love each other in the whole world, the way that beings express goodness so constantly in this world. Remember all of it in whatever way it comes through. And see if you can do the same thing. This is me. This is the world. This is others. So many others. Sometimes I just hold the visual image of the globe and a felt sense of the surface of the globe humming, buzzing with activity and life. And then just images flicker through of cities and fields and towns and ships and buildings and forests and dwelling places and marketplaces and temples and churches and government places and all the things that are here and filled with people and animals. And again, the realization, my actions affect this whole thing. All these beings receive the reverberations of my action and of everyone else's all at once. This is life. This is a definition of life, is this hum of activity that everyone feels who is alive. And once more, the great hinge: are my actions helping or harming? And we all do both, so as little judgment as you can. And the last step here, and then we'll sit in silence. As we open, like opening a window at night and looking out into the vast starry sky, we open to our intention or our great wish in this life. As you sense yourself and all the beings and the swirling of suffering and joy and the knowledge that your actions always, every tiniest action has an effect. Is the place where intention or the deep life's purpose lives. If this is true, that my actions touch everyone, and that everyone is real, and myself is real, and we're all here together, what must I do? What is my North Star in this life? The reflection gets muddled, or the mind wanders a lot, or gets confused about what to focus on in all the vast details of intention and story, let it go. Come back to the sense of the body sitting and breathing. And less on a thought level, as much as something like proprioception. Relational proprioception, the way that you know where your limbs are in space without thinking about it. Just know that there are other beings out there without thinking about it. Just feel them. Having opened the door of deep intention, you can either continue to reflect, hold any of the images we've worked with and see if the intention comes through in words or images. Or it's absolutely enough and potent to just trust that that door is opened and then let all of the images and words go and rest into the breathing body here in the present, connected with everything. And know that the intention process matures by itself, really. As we become more and more sensitive to what life and aliveness is like. So we'll sit in silence, reflecting in any way that feels meaningful, or resting just with the breathing body, filling and emptying. Life as breath entering and leaving the body. Someday it leaves, it doesn't return for a while. It always leaves and doesn't return, ever in exactly the same form. Every out-breath we let go, and every in-breath a new moment's birth. Rest into the breathing body, connected with everything.